This past weekend in Baton Rouge was marked by peaceful marches around the city, but also clashes between police and protesters. Reporter Jesse Hardman brings us this report from protest sites throughout Baton Rouge.
A Sunday afternoon march from a downtown Baton Rouge church to the Capitol went peacefully, but the aftermath turned into confrontation as protesters sought to extend the rally onto Government Street. By early evening, police and riot gear were in a standoff, trying to disperse the crowd from a residential street.
You've been given lawful orders to disperse. You must disperse or you will be arrested.
As police made arrests, protesters scattered frantically. 23-year-old Brittany Wills caught her breath on a street corner with some friends.
We're just standing down the sidewalk. Police and everybody come geared up in their SWAT uniform and everything. Everybody started running. The sheriffs started coming our way.
You can't even stand
started
on the sidewalk.
Running.
This scene took place just a few hours after Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards held a press conference with state and local law enforcement.
Thank all of you for being here this afternoon. Obviously, this has been a very difficult time for Louisiana.
The governor said he was pleased with a weekend of mostly peaceful protests and commended law enforcement for being very moderate in their response. He explained why almost 200 protesters were detained.
If orders are made not to obstruct a roadway and you step out into the road, that is cause for arrest. Period.
But the governor's mostly positive message wasn't shared by many protesters. Since Friday and Saturday night saw tense standoffs at Baton Rouge Police Headquarters. Saturday, riot police surged into civilian crowds multiple times to make arrests. Baton Rouge resident Margaret Stevenson watched the protests while trying to figure out the fate of her son. He'd been detained earlier in the evening.
They said he stooped down to pick up something, and when he was getting up, they grabbed him. You see what they're doing? They're just grabbing people.
Across town in North Baton Rouge, hundreds of locals turned the Triple S convenience store parking lot into a hot summer hangout. The Triple S is where the 37-year-old Alton Sterling was shot and killed by police last Tuesday. Across the street, Dr. James Hines III sat relaxed in a chair in front of his health clinic. With temperatures hitting the mid-90s, Hines kept cool with fans, water, and a linen shirt. Hines says he knew Alton Sterling, who sold CDs out in front of the Triple S, rain or shine.
That was his job. All day. See, like it's hot now, he'd be right there. It's not right for them to die trying to support their family. So again, all I can tell you is that's cold-blooded murder.
In the parking lot across from the Triple S, a local chef who lives around the corner set up a massive grill. He said the proceeds would go to Alton Sterling's family. Outside the store, hundreds of people visited murals and shrines to Sterling. Inside, store owner Abdullah Muflahi quietly went about his day. His life has changed a lot in the last week.
Can't even find the words for it.
Muflahi witnessed and took video of the killing of Alton Sterling, a regular at his store and a friend. He says he'd trade all the excitement and support and hundreds of visitors to have just one person out front, Alton Sterling.
I'll take that over anything else right now. Still heartbroken, still can't believe that he's gone.
But at police headquarters on Sunday, a dwindling protest crowd was in a decidedly more relaxed mood. No police in riot gear, just a warm weekend night with friends and family. 41-year-old Baton Rouge native Cleopatra Dunn was wearing a white T-shirt with a picture of Alton Sterling. Dunn said she'd spent much of her weekend with her three daughters attending protests.
It's totally different for me, something I've never experienced before.
Dunn says she wants local officials to discipline the officers involved in Alton Sterling's death sooner than later.
This time next Sunday, hoping that justice will be served because what took place was uncalled for.
Cleopatra Dunn says Baton Rouge is normally pretty quiet, but that quiet was gone this weekend. And it seems maybe gone for a while. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman in Baton Rouge.